The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Something smells good.
Lamb stew.
Right, and am I glad you're home.
Ah, you missed me, huh?
Listen,
somebody should have warned you. You see, that's the trouble with marrying such a delightful, absolutely charming man. You can't bear to have me out of your sight, huh?
Isn't that true? Yes, that's very true.
All right, give me a kiss, then.
Listen, Aunt Martha is here, and I want you to...
Look, I know Aunt Martha's here. Who went to the airport at 3:30 in the morning to get her?
What I mean is that she and Aunt Effie have been having the most frightful row.
Row? What do you mean?
Well,
thought after spending the winter with her daughter in Arizona, Aunt Martha flew home just because she was so worried about Aunt Effie.
No, see,
the cold she had, excuse me, that virus.
No, that is not it at all. Unfortunately, because Aunt Effie even mentioned Aunt Martha that she had never sent her a get well card. And Aunt Martha said, oh, you always have aches and pains. And Aunt Effie was furious.
Oh, golly. Well, what's the problem now?
This trip to Europe.
Oh, a trip to Europe. Sometimes I wish Cranshaw had never offered me the job.
Aunt Martha thinks Aunt Effie's very foolish to take her savings to go on the trip with her.
Thought Aunt Martha thought it was a good idea.
Well,
thought she'd already told Aunt Effie that she'd stay here and keep house, take care of Betsy and Bobby if Aunt Effie did go.
Well, that was apparently when Aunt Effie just mentioned that she might go.
Now that she said
she is definitely going, well, you should hear Aunt Martha now. And Aunt Effie is so upset. I wish you'd go in the living room and talk to them, dear.
I'm going to stay out of it.
Go in and talk to them, please.
I'll go in and talk to them.
The next best thing to attending an important event or being present at a newsworthy happening is to hear of it from someone who's on the scene. That's why millions of listeners follow the day's events through the eyes and ears of CBS News correspondents, heard daily on the World News Roundup and The World Tonight. These devoted, highly skilled men are posted in just about every corner of the globe to make sure that no matter when or where important news breaks, you will hear about it swiftly, accurately. Each night, over most of these CBS radio stations, get a panoramic view of the day's happenings from CBS newsmen and from the newsmakers themselves, in this country and abroad, on The World Tonight. Each morning, on the World News Roundup, discover how the shape of the news has been altered overnight. Keep in touch with your neighbors through the broadcasts of local news this CBS radio affiliate brings you. Keep in touch with the world by hearing radio's two most complete news reports, The World News Roundup and The World Tonight. Two sound reasons for the different sound of CBS radio.
Aunt Martha, I don't know why you're taking this attitude.
Well, you can say all you like. I think Effie is very foolish to use her savings to get off on a trip to Europe.
I want to. And since my savings are my share of what Father left, I can't see that it's any of your business.
Now, look, girls, please.
I think you better stay out of it, dear.
You just asked me to get into it.
Well, I know, dear, but I...
Now, to begin with, Aunt Martha, it isn't definitely decided that anybody's going except me. I'm going on business. My expenses will be paid.
Yes, Aunt Martha, I don't even know whether I can go or not.
Oh.
Somehow I've got to scare up the money, and I don't think Aunt Effie's going if I don't go. Are you, Aunt Effie?
Well, you're going.
Well,
of course, I don't know why anybody is so crazy to go to Europe. We have just as many beautiful things to see right here in America. Why don't you go to see the Grand Canyon?
Oh, look, that isn't the point, Aunt Martha.
Oh, why, the Grand Canyon is just breathtaking. You just can't believe it until you see it. It's one of the natural wonders of the world.
Mm.
Now, if you want to take a trip, Effie, it seems to me you'd do better to see something worth seeing. And it wouldn't cost you so much either.
Well, maybe I'll see Grand Canyon next year.
Next year? Well, I guess you won't have any money left to see anything next year. And I must say, for you to take your savings and just get off to Europe, especially at your age, Effie.
What do you mean, at my age? I am only a year older than you.
Well, we are not spring chickens anymore.
Well, I am not an old hen.
Oh, dear, please, now, Aunt Effie, Aunt Martha,
Effie can do what she likes.
As she said, it is none of my business.
Oh, but she didn't mean it that way, Aunt Martha.
Oh, yes, I did.
Aunt Effie, I must say, you're not helping matters much.
I can't see why Martha is taking this attitude at all. Maybe it is a little foolish to spend some money you'd planned on for your old age and just blow it on a trip to Europe, but what if I don't live to a ripe old age? What if tomorrow I slipped on a piece of soap in the bathtub and fractured my skull?
Oh, Aunt Effie, now why do you...
Well, it could happen. Anything could happen. And I would not have had my trip to Europe.
Oh, Aunt Martha, I really do think you should look at it this way. Aunt Effie has never had any really wonderful trips, and she'd have such a good time.
Well, there are other things in life besides having a good time. I must say, I don't know what's come over you, Effie.
Hmm?
I said to my daughter, I said to Carol, I said, I am worried about your Aunt Effie. All this talk about gondolas and the Folies Bergères, these nightclubs in Paris with the girls kicking up their heels.
I want to see everything there is to see in life before I kick the bucket.
There! Now you see what I mean? She's even talking funny. Effie has never said things like that.
Now look here, Martha. My mind is not wandering, if that's what you think. I'm still as just as sharp as a tack. And if I want to go to Europe, I'm going. There is nothing wrong with me.
You don't think there's anything wrong to even suggest selling the house we live in? Did Effie tell you about that?
Oh, yes, yes. We talked about it last night. The fact is, Aunt Martha, I suggested it. I mean, why should you and Aunt Effie rattle around in that old barn of a house? 16 rooms, for heaven's sake. Cost a fortune to heat. I said, why not sell it while you got a chance and the two of you get a smaller place?
Hmm. Sell the house that Mother and Dad built,
well,
that we all grew up in. The house that means so much to all of us.
Oh, Martha, means so much. It means plumbing that doesn't work. It means ironing 35 pairs of ruffled organdy curtains at least 3 times a year. It means ripping up that faded old parlor carpet and packing it down again every spring. That house is just a big old white elephant, and you know it as well as I do.
That house means the long banister we all used to slide down. The big dining room table where the family sat around at Thanksgiving dinner. The playroom where we used to play.
Oh, no, Martha. There's no sense getting sentimental about it. Everybody that ever sells a house goes through all that, and you just have to forget it. It's the future that counts. You can't go through life just living in the past.
Well, that's you aren't going to have any future if you spend all of your money in Europe, I'll tell you that. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not the only one who thinks you are very foolish. The whole family thinks so.
Oh, yes, they do.
Even Clarence. And do you know what your brother said? He said, Effie must be getting a little balmy.
Balmy?
Oh,
I'm just telling you what he said.
Oh, now, Aunt Martha.
I'm telling you what the family thinks.
For you, Effie, to waste what little money you have just gallivanting off to Europe. Well, I don't blame you for wanting to take a trip, but why don't you go somewhere that wouldn't cost so much? Like the Dells of Wisconsin or Niagara Falls. Why, Cornelia Baxley took a trip to the Black Hills of South Dakota last year. Oh, and she had a lovely time.
I don't want to go to the Black Hills. I want to go to Europe. And I don't know why the family tries to spoil the trip for me. I've never been anywhere, really, or done anything.
Well, if you go, you'll be sorry. I'll tell you that.
Oh, really? Now I don't know what to do. You're just spoiling the whole thing. In fact, you have spoiled it. There's no point in my even thinking about going now.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie, don't talk like that.
Martha, just spoil the whole trip. Well, I'm going out and mash the potatoes. I don't want to talk about it anymore. The trip is just...
Well, you're going to be glad I talked to you, Effie. You certainly needed somebody to talk some sense into your head.
Honestly, why do you just sit there like a bump on the log and let Aunt Martha spoil the trip for Aunt Effie like that?
For Pete's sake, you told me to stay out of it.
Well, get into it. They're your relatives, not mine, so it's better for you to say something.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Persuade Aunt Martha how marvelous it is for Aunt Effie to go on the trip.
Well, I don't know how to do that. You heard her.
Appeal to her sympathies. How Aunt Martha takes trips to Arizona to see her daughter, but that Aunt Effie never married and hasn't any daughter to go visit.
Look, Aunt Martha knows all that.
Well, remind her of it. Take her into your den. Now show her on the map the countries that we'll go to, all the places we'll see.
I don't think that's going to cut any ice with Aunt Martha. When she gets an idea in her mind, she hangs on to it like a dog with a bone.
Well, think of something. You're the one who's always reading books on the power of persuasion or the magic of salesmanship or how to increase sales by constructive arguments or some such. And you're always telling me how magnificent Mr. Crenshaw thinks you are in clinching a deal. Now, you clinch this one. You please talk to Aunt Martha.
All right, I'll do what I can.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. There are millions of motorists in this country. Most of them are careful, law-abiding drivers who are smart enough to know that it pays to be careful. But it takes only one careless act to cause a serious accident. Don't break the law of the road or the law of averages. Drive carefully all the time. First of all, don't speed. More highway deaths are caused by excess speed than by anything else. Second, drive with your head as well as with your hands and feet. Use sound judgment in your driving and develop good driving habits. Finally, be courteous. Don't be afraid to give the other fellow a break. You'll both live longer. Now, here are a few pointers for safer driving. Pass the car ahead only when you're absolutely sure it's safe. Don't take chances. Always allow plenty of space between your car and the car ahead. At least one car length for every 10 miles per hour that you're traveling. And at night, dim your bright lights when approaching another car. By following safety rules, you can help cut down on accidents.
Well, dinner's been ready for half an hour.
Well, let's just wait. The door's closed to his den, so I guess he's still talking to Aunt Martha.
No, it won't do a bit of good. Doesn't matter anyhow. She's already spoiled the trip for me. No point in my going at all.
I'm sure he'll persuade Aunt Martha to see how nice it would be for you. He'll be very convincing when he wants to be. Sounds as though he's been successful. Hi, dear.
Well, Effie, I've changed my mind.
Oh,
it just sounds like a wonderful trip.
Oh, in fact, now that I really think about it, it sounds so wonderful. I'm just tempted to go right along with you.
What? Now, wait a minute.
Why don't you? Oh, we should have the best time. Come on, help me put dinner on the table while we talk about it.
It's fine. But what will the family think?
Oh, well, I don't care what the family thinks. We're old enough.
Oh, honestly, what did you say to her?
Well, nothing special. Just things you told me to say to her, and I didn't know she would decide to go
through. You must have said something really hit home.
Well, trying to clinch the deal, I just said how she could say casually to everybody, oh, my sister's traveling abroad this summer, you know. Sounds kind of fancy, and you know Aunt Martha.
Oh, that did it. Except now it's occurred to her it'd be even fancier to say, oh, we were abroad this summer.
Oh, my gosh, you don't think she'll really go, too?
I hope not.
You hope not? Listen, I'm supposed to be going on a business trip. I can't traipse over to Europe with a gang of women in tow like a cook's tour.
You won't have a gang, dear. You'll have just two, Aunt Effie and Aunt Martha.
Well, I can't go with Aunt Martha. Go, she was to stay here and look after the house and the children.
Oh, my gosh. I told you I should have stayed out of it.
Well, you better get in it again and think up some diplomatic excuses for her not going, or you'll be riding in that gondola in Venice without me, dear. Just Aunt Martha and Aunt Effie.
Charlie, how do things get so involved?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton and Kathleen Commages, and is produced by Walter Hart.